Let's Talk. I'm Dick Griffith. We're on part six, actually, of a series. The first five parts had to do with 1 John, the book of the epistle of 1 John. The letter that he wrote has five chapters, and each one of them has a test of true Christianity, things that you can ask yourself as you study each of those chapters, so that you can know for sure you're one of his children. Without a doubt, these things are written that you might know that you have eternal life. Now, I would ask another question, and this question is, could you be wrong? I say this, share this with profound concern and humility, because I do believe that there are brothers and sisters out there, maybe in this church, maybe in others, who sincerely believe that they're Christians, that they're going to go to heaven when they die, that you're living your life through them, but they could be wrong, and they could be wrong. And, oh, that sounds a little scary, sounds a little profound, might make a few of you angry. But I'd like to share with you what Matthew says by inspiration of the Holy Spirit in chapter 7. And think about this because it's profoundly important. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. Uh-oh, now we're at the judgment. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, wait a minute. If I call upon your name and I pray to you and I do these religious things and I got dunked or sprinkled or whatever and I went through a ceremony when I was younger and I read all these books and maybe I've even taught some Sunday school or I've tried to do a bunch of things around the church and serve the community, I've done all these things. Think about this. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. What is the will of the Father? The will of the Father is to love him with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. That's his will. That's his the law that encompasses all other laws. The one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, the judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Didn't we teach? Didn't we talk to others? Maybe we even got out there with a van and a microphone and broadcast a bunch of people on the circle downtown that were living a different lifestyle and we tried to help them understand where they were wrong. Did we not prophesy or teach in your name? Did we not cast out demons? Weren't there works that sounded like, or maybe were, the Holy Spirit working in your name? We saw some changes in lives around us over the prophecy that we shared. And do many mighty works in your name? Didn't we give you the credit for it? Oh, that all sounds good. And then in verse 23, then will I declare to them, God the Father, then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Wouldn't that be scary? Not trying to frighten anybody here. But you got to know what's going on in your heart of hearts. If you look at this passage, you ask yourself, where did these people go wrong? And it all has to do with I and me. These are the things that I did for you, God, that I did for you, Jesus. I did these things for you. Therefore, you ought to be able to add these up, and some people will take this and say, yeah, I did some bad things, but the good things far outweigh the bad things, and therefore you should let me in. I worked my way in. I earned it. I deserved it. God says, you missed the point. You missed the whole point. You're not doing the will of the Father. You're doing what you think is right. You should be doing what I think is right. And he calls them workers of lawlessness. What is lawlessness? All sin is lawlessness, rebellion against the law of God. Those works that they did were not righteous. They were sin. Well, it sounded like a good thing. Somebody needed somebody to rake some leaves. Somebody needed somebody to clean some toilets. And I did those things. Those were good things. How can they be sin? What was the motive by which you did them? What's going on in your heart of hearts? What is happening? What is that internal motive? Well, I'm trying to earn my place in heaven by pleasing God in what I do. He loves you, he cares for you, but he desires for you to understand that it's not what you do for him, it's what he does for you that makes you acceptable to him. So the question then comes, are you spiritually minded? What's going on in that inner man, in that heart of hearts? And how do you think? How do you live? What are the things that you might be considering in your heart of hearts that would help you understand that you're trusting in what he did for you and not what you did for him? So ask yourself this question. Do you have a spiritual life? Does prayer mean something to you? Is it reciting some words and going through some ritual, or does it have meaning? Do you have meaning to your life? Do you know your life has purpose? Do you see that your life is progressing in such a way that you're accomplishing for him the things he has given you to do, because now you're one of his children. His Holy Spirit is in your life, and it's motivating you with the correct motive to desire to serve him and have purpose. Do I seek truth? Do I seek understanding? Do I try to understand and what God is teaching me? Do I have a heart for learning the truth of his word? Am I being used and needed in his service? Is there something happening? Maybe those around you that are saying, we really could use you here, or we could really use you there. Are there folks around you that seem to recognize that your motives are pure and right, and they're asking you to participate in worship and in service? What is my motivation for serving him? Am I trying to gain brownie points in heaven, or am I actually trying to be God's kind of person in how I greet people, or how I park cars, or how I clean the carpet, or how I do any of the other tasks, how I serve him in the world around me? Those causes that we know Christ is interested in around me, are we looking for opportunities to serve because he is working in your heart to make you desire to serve him, not to gain extra credit in heaven just in case something goes wrong when you're at the judgment? Is prayer a privilege or a duty? Do you pray because now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul, you know, those things your mother taught you to do, or maybe the Lord's Prayer, nothing wrong with that. Is this something I do out of duty, or do I have a sense that I'm communicating with the creator of the universe who loves me? Am I alert to opportunities to share? Am I tuned into that? Am I looking around? Is there some way to share the truth of Jesus Christ, to point people towards Jesus Christ? Some way to just say, you know, he loves you. He cares about you. I know you're suffering. What can I do to help with that? Do I see myself as an ambassador? Are you a messenger to the world around you? Or do you see yourself as somebody that sits in a pew and does some religious things? Again, don't be offended at this. I'm not judging anybody. I'm asking you to judge yourself, to explore your own motives. Do I look forward to Bible study? Do I love to get into God's word and learn the truth of it and maybe share it with someone else? Am I bearing fruit? Am I bearing fruit? So that's in Galatians 5. We won't read that. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, all those things that God gives to believers. Am I bearing those? Are those apparent to others around me? So ask yourself in closing, what am I trusting in? Am I trusting in what I do for him, or am I trusting in what he did for me? Let's look again at John 20. This is the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 30, which we touched on before. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these things are written, those things that are written in this book, these things are written so that you may believe, you may know it to be true, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and thereby believing, by knowing it to be true, you may have life in his name. So, Father, each one of these, confirm to them the nature of their faith and what they're believing in. And we praise you for the motivation that these folks have to serve. And we praise you that your Spirit is in their heart of hearts, motivating with pure motive to be your servant, your brother, your sister, trusting in what you did for them on the cross. And anyone out there that says, I don't have a clue what he's talking about, this is weird and strange, never heard this before, let us know. We'd love to sit down with you and show you the truth that we're talking about, because we love you with his kind of love. And I thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.